In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Goswami has very boldly written on this. He is telling, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling this, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not telling this. Chaitanya, who is that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Actually, Srimati Radhika. Radhika is telling by the mouth of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu no separate Krishna. Krishna ambition and Radhika ambition has become one Tadatma. Ji Goswami has told it Samani Karan. In Hindi, equal. When you will make equal your heart to another, then you can, if he will laugh, you will laugh. When he will cry, you will cry. This is tadatma. In bhakti, it should be done like this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna has done like that. He become like Radhika. This is the meaning of samadhi. Sama. We should try to be like this. We should try to make our heart as Rupa Goswami. First, we should make our heart like our Gurudev, as Jiva, and try to mix. Then we can understand the willings of our spiritual master, and we can thoroughly serve. If we cannot know the heart of our Gurudev, how we can serve? The seva depends on samadhi. Who has done his heart equal to his holy spiritual master, he can serve more. He can know his inner belief. One who has not done so, partly he will do. He cannot serve him well. So, there are some
traditions.
So in Bhajan Rajya also. So by doing stav and stuti, do you know the difference between stav and stuti? What is called stuti? And what is called stava? Rupa Goswami has done, and Raghunath Das Goswami, they have made stava mala. And stavavali. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is stava.
Stavamrita Lahari.
Stavamrita Lahari. Stava Kalpatruma. Means? I told you.
I read in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu that stava is the expression from the heart of the devotee. And stuti is repeating the prayers of the ancient Shakti. No?
I have not read anywhere. My son, where like Brahma telling about the aswarga of Krishna, then it is
stuti. You have told that prayer was full of opulence.
Like Brahma and Rupa Goswami. Not like this. Like that is slope that you told. Lila Nikunja Kar. It is not like that. So there are vast difference. Where there is ambition only to serve her by greed, then it is stuti. And so has been so much opulence there, like Brahma, Shankar, Vritrasur, like Chintamani Prakarsadma Sukalpa Vriksha Lakshavrte Susuravi Rabhipalayantam Lakshmi Sahasra Satasyam Brahma Chajjamani. It is opulent. Bansi Kodantam Arabinda Dalaya Taksham Barahavatansam Asitambudu Sundarangam Kandarpa Koti Kamaniya Visesa Subham Govinda Madipurusha. Who is Govinda? Adipurusha. This is opulence. At first we have told it's like a stuti. But opulence comes as Swarja comes, and what?
That is stuti. Stav is coming from the heart.
Madhurya bhava.
Like all of the Gopi Geet.
Gopi Geet, like Venu Geet, Bhramar Geet, all, and Goswami's, no opulence, nothing. And if opulence is there, only as a man, with anger. Yeah. But today?
I have read in any scripture, I think, right? I've heard from any authority that Giriraj never leaves Vrindavan. Is it correct? Giriraj never leaves Vrindavan.
Where you have read? Giriraj always in Vrindavan.
Yeah. I thought so.
Never leaves Vrindavan and never come Mathura.
बहुत अच्छा. तुम लखनऊ से कब आए?
वृंदावन इज द बेस्ट पार्ट ऑफ मथुरा. नो
डिफरेंस.
आई वांट टू लीव मथुरा, बट आई थिंक दैट आई एम नॉट क्वालिफाइड टू लीव येट दिस मथुरा एंड टू गो वृंदावन. I'm waiting for Vrindavan. When I will reach Vrindavan, then the door of Govardhan I will found. Then I will try to enter in Govardhan. And when I will go to Govardhan, I will think how to go in Radhakund. Gradually. But you have reached Govardhan and everywhere.
By your mercy.
We are physically there, but our mind is still far away.
Krishna has mercy upon you, Giriraj has mercy upon you. Physically and by everything you are there.
If your mercy can carry us to Govardhan, how is it possible that you will not die?
You are thinking like so, my mercy, but I have no mercy at all.
Very thing not described so. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left Vishnu Priya and took sannyas and went to Puri. And she was so much feeling separation from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered her to anyone that if you can make a duty Nim Makar. And you can watch it.
Mahaprabhu himself ordered.
Ordered through anyone. So he managed to have a DT of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he used to worship that DT. For so long as he was alive. The deity used to talk with the Supriya used to talk.
The deity directly spoke.
Spoke. And she sat as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu there. But he is still feeling so much separation. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thought that Vishnupriya is worshipping me and I have left her and roaming here and there. So he made up his mind that I should pay this.
Repay
this. So when he came in the shape of Ram, in Tretaji, understand? In Tretaji, he went to forest with Sita and Lakshman, and from Sangam, Triveni, he came to this Navadvip. And he stayed at Mamgachi, Mothuramji. And he remembered all the past things. And also coming. And he said that this Navadvip land is so beautiful. And he told Lakshman to make a bhajan, to a kuti, and he made that kuti, you know. Then he made. One day, Ramchandra was laughing, and Sita Devi told that why you are smiling. Then no, nothing. But she told repeatedly, I want to know why you are smiling. Then Ramchandra told that I will come to this land and I will have a birth in Brahman. Sati will be my mind. Kausalya will be my mother, I will be Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and you will be Vishnu. And I will left you and take sannyas and go everywhere, roaming. She told that why you go. Then she told, he told, that prem has two sides. One meeting and another separation. In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Leela, I have left you in home and I have taken sannyas and without home, everywhere I am roaming. I was roaming. Now, I will be in Raj Palace and you will have to leave the Raj Palace and without home you will have to leave and you will have to feel separation, but I will worship your deity here of golden Sita. she told that we are roaming here and there. After some time, Ravan will come and he will take you away to Lanka. And I will feel separation but a little. That is, in Prem there are four sanyogs and four separations. Purvaraj, Man, Pravas and Sudur Pravas. And after that meeting becomes seek and see. So all these things I will test in Krishna Leela, so much in higher stage. But in this Leela, Sridhaji's Leela, there will be no man, no such a meeting, no Mahabhav, no other thing, but yet there will be separation. So you and myself will realize something, separation. But real separation will be so when I will, by a washerman's word, I will leave you forever for this life. And I will send Lakshman with you to give you in forest. Then you will feel so much separation. I will be in Raj Palace, but I will also feel separation. At that time, you will have a state of Valmiki. He will give consolation to you. And also two sons, Lav, Ag and Kush, in your lap. So that your separation will be something lesser. But my separation will go up and up and high. So I will think how to pass my day without him. I have left outwardly but not inwardly. So how I should pass my time? Then I will give some inspiration in Vasishtha. And I will tell him that I want to do a Ashwamedha Yajna. Then he will tell that you cannot do an Ashwamedha Yajna without Sita, without wife. So you bring back Sita and you can do Ashwamedha Yajna. He told that I want to do Ashwamedha Yajna, but I will not bring Sita again. It will be against my principle, Marjada. All will tell that he has left Sita and again he is in the custody of control of his wife, and so he cannot leave, so I cannot leave. Then Vasishtha told that if you take any girl as your wife, very beautiful, there are so many lakhs and lakhs girls, those who want to marry you, they told that I cannot do. I have only one Sita married. Then he told that you cannot do, but he insisted that I will have to do right theater. Let any management should be done. Then he told that you can make a golden Sita and with her you can do also the theater. Then he told us yes, and he managed a very beautiful sitting Sita in gold. And she was so resembling to Sita. But he was gold, she was gold, and she was a woman. But anyhow, he did Pran Pratishtha by Vasishtha, and she became silver, golden. Then he took Sita and the Manindan. He did manage to arrive to Jagya at the side of Gomti Nadi in Nanicharanka. And very great Ashtamedhi Jagya was done there. All brothers and mothers and all others, Hanuman and Sugreev and all were called, and Jagya was going on. In the meantime, Valmiki was teaching law-lying school, his Ramayana. And they were at the age of 7 to 9, and very beautiful as Ram. Ram was at that time at the age of 11,000 years. Only some years were left, that is. The Liga was to be upright. So at that time, he was at the age of 11,000 years. But at the time, the same time, he was looking at the age of 16 only, very kishore and pure. And locusts were of 9 years or 8 years. They were in Pau Gonda, but they were also sitting in kishore age. No? So, both are one, yet greater than locus, but yet resembling more.
Quite similar.
Some difference of age.
Few
only
years long.
But both sons, locus, were similar to Ram. Then, by the order of locus, Valmiki, they went to that fire jagya and began to sing first sarga, that is the first sarga. Ram called the choir in the midday, because in the morning jagya was dying, and midday some rest, and after that again jagya.
So in this day,
he called the two boys in his Raj Palace, Manettin, and told the king that they began to sing melody
melodiously,
and higher and upper, and so see, they were also very beautiful. So everyone were charmed. Ram used to beat Lakshman, and especially Kausalya, Sumitra and Kaikeyi also began to beat to hear all this. A pathetic sense was there. Ram was so moved that he told after finishing, when they finished this 10th sarga, and they were ready to return to Valmiki Ashram, Ram told Lakshman that ask them what is the name of their father and where they live, and give them that in golden deeds so many jewels, golden coins, and very good cloth and ornament. Lakshman went to them and told that all are so pleased. Ramchandra, the king, also pleased. He has ordered me
to present these things. And he wanted to know, he wants to know your father's name. And where you live? Where about? Lakshman told repeatedly these things, but they were silent, not answering. At least, when he repeated, Lakshman repeated so many times, then he told that, I thought at first that you are learned person, and you are so wise, but now I am seeing that you have not read an epic, Vedas and Shastra, and you have not gone to your any Gurudev, because everyone knows that if anyone asks something to Brahmachari, he should not ask the name of his father and mother, and where yet he can work or anything. Only our Parichaya and whereabouts is that we are the Shishya of Valmiki. He should know only this. No father and mother Brahmachari. Lakshmi was silent, and he was astonished that where he has got all this thinking. Then he told that you should take this presentation. He told that I did not this presentation. I have so many fruits in my ashram, Guru ashram. I have plantain cloth, I have everything there. I have put ashram to feed, I have dinner, things, I have books for reading, I have everything for myself. So I did not want anything about this real thing. Kept to be Saram and I have no use of all this. So, hearing all these things, Lakshman became more and more astonished, and he came to Ram and told all these things. In the meantime, they returned to their mother, and Sita Devi was telling that, why you make so late? I was waiting for you for a long time. Sita Devi's mother, she had gone to a king named Ram and their brother, and they were doing yajna, and we were there, and we were obeying the order of our Gurudev. We were making here Valmiki Ramayana to them, but Laukus did not knew up till now that we are sons of Ramachandra, because Valmiki has only teached them up to Rajyabhishek, not further. So they did not knew that Ram was their father. So we were singing the songs of Ramayana, and all were astonished, all were weeping, all were moved. So it became late, but mother, we were astonished when we saw something there, that there was a city like you, almost everything like you, but she was in golden, and you are like you. So I think that lady, that golden lady, was sitting in the
left side
of Ram, and Ram was worshipping that lady. Hearing this, Sita Devi began to weep loudly. Then Lord Krishna began to
remove her tears
and tell mother, why you are weeping? But she could not reply anything. Then suddenly thought that, oh, king has left his place, for sake of Marjada. But Ram has not left me. Ram has not left Sita. So we become more and more feeling separation. So this was only due to Vishnu Priya worship that Vigraha and keeping Vishnu Priya in home, Mahaprabhu went there. So instead of that, here Ram left Sita for going further and he worshipped Sita in being in home. So this is only for what?
Hey, to pay.
To repay all this. So there is a connection between Mahaprabhu Lila and Krishna Lila and Ram Lila.
But what is the connection with Krishna's Lila?
Krishna, because he told that in Dwapara I will be Krishna and you will be Srimati Radhika. And you will feel so much separation. I will